Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more. Katie, what's your favorite thing about speaking Italian?
Definitely the way it helps me feel closer to Italians. So it's the little things really, like chatting to Franco, our barista, buying local food at the mercato. And I also have friends here, and I think they're more comfortable with me to open up more because we're speaking in their language.
Right. It lets you experience the real Italy.
But how do you move from feeling nervous and knowing what feels like a lot of unconnected words and grammar to actually having conversations? Let's talk about it in today's episode. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Today we're talking about the most important thing, speaking.
Going from knowing bits of Italian to having real conversations.
We've guided many students through this, so today we're sharing the common questions they had, because if you're listening you might have similar ones. And of course, the answers that helped them start talking.
So no crazy claims of speaking Italian in a week that you sometimes find when you look for tips on this topic. Just real people, our lovely students, and what they actually did to speak Italian.
And on that note, if you're interested in joining our online Italian school, enrollment currently is open, but it's closing very soon. You can click on the link in the description to get the details.
For now, let's tackle the first question. When can I start speaking Italian?
Right now. Even a simple buongiorno or grazie is good. Starting with what you know makes Italians warm to you. It shows you care about our culture.
Of course, you want to keep learning so that you can take conversations further, but there's really no need to wait at all. In fact, our student Wendy sent us a lovely message about how she'd managed to do a lot of the little things in Italy. And she said that having learned the everyday stuff, like real replies to grazie, made a really big difference to her enjoyment of interacting and connecting with Italians.
Brava, Wendy.
Next, which vocabulary should I learn?
Prioritize. Focus on practical things you'll say a lot in conversation. Don't waste time on words you'll never use, like kitchen appliances.
Yeah, so small talk phrases to start conversations are much better than words like sink and dishwasher. We suggest focusing on the things you know you'll say a lot, so like phrases for meeting, greeting and being polite, and doing the things that you want to do in Italy, like shopping or ordering a gelato. And learning these practical things will help you start speaking Italian and feel the rewards a lot sooner.
Our students get a lot out of this practical stuff first approach. Do you remember Tony?
Sì, ciao Tony.
He sent us a lovely email from Puglia telling us how he was doing everything in Italian, talking to the locals, ordering lunch and dinner, drinks and a taxi, train tickets, buying food at the market, copying documents, and we were very proud.
Next, how important is pronunciation?
I think it's very important. A lot of people don't focus on it, but it improves your confidence by making sure that Italians understand you easily.
And luckily with Italian pronunciation, you mostly say what you see, so it's fairly simple, but there are a few tricky bits like the Italian R and N, so the R and the G, N. And you'll really need to enunciate Italian vowels as well to get the accent right. We've got some past podcast episodes where you can learn how to pronounce these, number 6, 16 and 87.
As well as focusing on individual sounds, you can also use Italian podcasts or videos to refine your overall pronunciation. Repeat the words or sentences, trying to imitate how they say it.
I was really pleased to hear Andrea talking about this. So she said that she'd never really focused on pronunciation before and she felt like her own was terrible. but she's been doing a lot of listening and pronunciation work with our audios, and now she's feeling more confident about it.
She said it's all about practice, and she's right.
Next, how can I learn Italian grammar?
This is all about practice too. If you just do exercises in textbooks, after a while they all mix up in your mind and they're hard to use in conversation.
We think it's better to learn little grammar chunks and then practice using them in conversation, because this helps you, well, use them in conversation. And our student Adam found that this change really, really helped him. So he'd been doing grammar exercises before, but he didn't find them that useful for improving his speaking. But then after practicing using the grammar in conversation during our speaking club lessons, he found that then he could use it spontaneously when he was in Italy.
Yes, I remember you told me about that. The friends he was staying with in Veneto were very impressed with his speaking. Grande Adam. Next question. How long until I'm fluent?
Here, it's really important to be realistic. So becoming fluent can take years, but that's actually okay, because it's not all about waiting in frustration. In fact, aiming for native level perfection can often cause you to lose sight of your main goal, which is talking to Italians and making connections with them. And you can achieve this well before you become fluent. So for example, Becky, one of our lower intermediate students, just got back from the Amalfi Coast, and a lot of the locals didn't speak English, but she was able to speak Italian with them, and she said that that was the highlight of her trip. So when you use what you know, speaking Italian can actually be a really fun hobby at every level.
A lot of students also worry, what if I make a mistake?
And this reminds me of Louise, who used to put a lot of pressure on herself, like a lot of people do, to get everything right. But then when she was in Italy, she was talking to her taxi driver and she apologized for making mistakes. But then the taxi driver replied, no, thank you for actually speaking Italian.
Italians really appreciate the effort, and you need mistakes to learn.
I like how our student Jim explains this. He calls it learning from bumping your head. So when you get it wrong, that way you know better next time.
We also recommend taking the pressure off by telling people you're learning Italian. Sto imparando l'italiano. Sto imparando l'italiano. Sto imparando l'italiano. That way, no one expects you to be perfect.
Yeah, and this one's becoming a student favourite. Valerie mentioned that when she used it in hotels, the staff were really encouraging and made an effort to talk to her. And Letta sent us a message to say that it really opened doors for her. So when she just got back from her dream trip to her mother's hometown, where no one spoke English, she said that overall, we'd helped her gain the confidence to use her Italian and not be nervous and sweat the mistakes.
Valerie said something similar. The more I am able to do that, the more confident I feel. That's what it's all about.
Finally, the million-dollar question. Can I learn to speak Italian from apps?
They're probably okay as an introduction to the language and maybe to learn some vocabulary. Some people like them, but they're probably not great for learning how to speak.
Yeah, and a lot of our students actually talk about this. So I remember Shelby telling me that he'd been learning lots of random word lists like jobs and pets that weren't actually useful in conversation. And he also said that the app didn't help him learn how to speak, which is what he really wants to do. Our students and teachers really do think that the best way to learn to speak Italian is to practice speaking it.
If you'd like to do that with us, doors are open to our online Italian school for one more day.
Our main goal is to help you enjoy learning to speak Italian, even or especially if you don't feel confident yet. So in the school, you'll learn useful phrases and grammar for everyday conversations and practice speaking in a supportive environment,
where it's okay to make mistakes.
You'll also get feedback from our team of friendly teachers and learn with a community of like-minded amici, friends, who also love Italy.
To find out more, click the link in the description. We'd love to see you there. See you soon.
Or as we say in Italian,
a presto.